Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 69. An issue with electioneering too close to a polling place was solved this morning, with Mount Pleasant police setting out traffic cones to show where people campaigning for candidates cannot be. A single man who drove up in a vehicle with a Tennessee license plate began walking up and down the sidewalk in front of the village hall this morning, carrying a sign for 1st Congressional District candidate Paul Nalen. Police Sergeant Tom Peterson said he talked to the man about state law regarding electioneering.
He may or may not be fine with it, but he was fine with it with me. I didn't hear any complaints from him.
The man continued to walk the sidewalk along the street in front of the building, well outside the 100-foot limit from a polling place outlined in state law. Sergeant Peterson said officers were checking other polling sites for potential problems after several complaints were received this morning. Issues were also reported at Janesville polling sites. Nalen is hoping to upset House Speaker Paul Ryan in today's primary. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel says he has yet to see any of the victims of the state's voter ID law. In the state's most recent court filing in the ongoing legal battle over voter ID, Schimmel wrote that opponents, quote, cannot find a single current example to support their concerns, that Wisconsin's law would make it too tough for the poor and minority voters to cast a ballot. Voter ID remains in place for today's primary election. Folks in Mount Pleasant still cannot park boats, campers, and trailers in front of their homes. The village board rejecting proposed changes that would have allowed trailers up to 40 feet in driveways. After months of debate, several proposed changes and public hearings, the board voted 6-1 to keep the ordinance as is. Trustee Ken Otwaska favored the change, saying the complaint system in place now creates confusion. But Trustee Dave DeGroot said the ordinance isn't confusing and it works.
Because up until now, other than a couple of neighbors that aren't getting along together, it's caused no confusion for anybody. It's been an ordinance that works. It works for, in terms of noise ordinances, it works for barking dogs, complaint driven. It works for loud stereos.
Trustee John Hansen called it a safety issue for neighbors trying to get out of their driveways. The board also rejected a suggestion by the Plan Commission to put the issue before the voters as a referendum. In Kenosha, the Public Works Committee supports a settlement agreement with the contractor that installed the faulty Dream Playground surface, which led to the facility's closure back in March. Following a closed session with Mayor John Antaramian for over an hour, Alderman David Bogdala said his committee has questions about the original installation cost being $163,000 and the city's replacement price tag of $588,000. Bogdala indicated it's been frustrating for everyone, but nailing down a conclusion on this is in everyone's best interest.
We have a great engineering staff, a great public works staff. I think we need to make sure that we're allowing them to do the work that needs to be done and make sure that we're doing right by the taxpayer as it relates to, you know, having a number of bids, making sure that we've properly vetted these things.
The settlement agreement has the city receiving just $230,000 from the contractor, which is far short of the replacement cost of the new surface, something Bogdala indicated his committee seemed to struggle with a bit. Meanwhile, the same issue sailed through the Parks Commission meeting without the need for a closed session. This afternoon at Kenosha Unified's Wilson Elementary School, volunteers from the Patch Foundation, which is Painters and Allied Trades for Children's Hope, a charitable organization founded by the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, distributed backpacks filled with a year's worth of school supplies to over 600 students. A news release says the mission of the Patch Foundation is to provide the needed resources for children to live a healthy and rewarding life. Governor Walker is accepting applications for an upcoming vacancy on the bench in Racine County. Judge Gerald Patak announced recently he would retire in January. Applications from those interested in filling the vacancy must be received by the governor's office by 5 p.m. Friday, August 26th. The person selected by the governor would be up for election in April of 2018 if he or she chooses to run. A former state capitol police officer will spend 10 months in jail, followed by another 4 years on probation, for stealing a painting from the governor's mansion. Travis Sackett took the painting in 2011 and sold it for $1,800. The artwork was only discovered missing because of an audit. Sackett pleaded guilty in June. He only worked 2 years for the Capitol Police from 2009 to 2011. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.